Many rural communities have resisted masks and calls for social distancing during the coronavirus pandemic, but now rural counties are experiencing record high infection numbers and deaths. The sickest residents are often transferred to cities for treatment, and as Alex Smith of member station KCUR reports, urban hospitals are buckling under added strain.
Registered nurse Pascaline Mohindra has spent the last 8 months treating COVID-19 patients. She works at Research Medical Center in Kansas City, Missouri, but when she returns home to her small town outside of the city, she's often stunned by what she sees, like on a recent stop for carryout.
No one in the entire restaurant was wearing a mask, and there is no social distancing. It was like I had to get out because I almost had a panic attack. I was like, what is going on with people? Like, why are we still doing this?
Kansas City has a mask mandate, which isn't the case in many smaller communities nearby. They don't require masks. In the last few months, a lot of rural counties in both Kansas and Missouri have seen some of the highest rates of COVID-19 in the country. And in both states, in 3 out of 4 counties, there isn't a single intensive care unit. So when people in those places get critically ill, they're sent to city hospitals. Dr. Mark Larson leads COVID-19 treatment at St. Luke's Health System in Kansas City, where a recent count showed a quarter of the hospitalized COVID-19 patients came from outside of the metro.
Not only are we seeing an uptick in those patients in our hospital from the rural community, they're sicker when we get them because they are able to handle, you know, the less sick patients.
Larson says that 2/3 of patients coming from rural areas need intensive care and stay in the hospital for an average of 2 weeks.
And we get the sickest of the sick.
Dr. Rex Archer is the head of Kansas City's health department. He warns that the city's 33 hospitals are put at risk by the influx of rural patients.
We've had this huge swing that's occurred because they're not wearing masks. And yes, that's putting pressure on our hospitals, which is, you know, unfair to our residents that might be denied an ICU bed.
Hospital leaders have pleaded with Missouri's Governor Mike Parson, a Republican, and with Kansas's conservative legislature to implement statewide mask requirements, but had no luck. Meanwhile, local cases in Kansas City have started picking up again, too, and an average of 190 people are being admitted to hospitals with COVID-19 each day. Nurse Pascaline Mohindra says that bed space isn't the only hospital resource that's running out. As patient counts continue to rise, she and fellow hospital workers are struggling with anxiety and depression.
The hospitals are not fine because people taking care of these patients are on the brink. We are tired.
And trend lines indicate the latest surge is only going to get worse. For NPR News, I'm Alex Smith in Kansas City.
And that story comes to us from NPR's partnership with KCUR and Kaiser Health News.